All right. Thank you so much for joining us tonight here on Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray Lager. I'll be your host this evening. And Butte Views and Beyond focuses on some of the different assets we have here in Butte County, especially looking at the through the lens of arts and culture, events, things happening downtown, restaurants, you know, the reason things make us smile. How's that sound? And also, of course, the wonderful organizations that participate in keeping our community what it is and continuing to be community builders. Whether you're living downtown or you're picking us up somewhere in the mountains of Kilimanjaro on a satellite dish, we're all here and we're all together. Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by, of course, KZFR supporters and by Friends of the Arts, your state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunities by producing and supporting events and publishing a bi-monthly arts and culture newsletter. To stay in the know or have your event listed, visit friendsof.art. And also by Tires Plus Complete Auto Repair. The technicians at Tires Plus provide year-round service and maintenance, including AC and cooling systems, powder coating, engine repair, along with Cooper, Michelin, and all types of ag tires. Located at 624 Broadway Street, downtown Chico, Tires Plus Complete Auto Repair can be reached at 530-342-8338 at tiresplus.com and also on Facebook. Alrighty, got some nice interviews for you lined up. We've been talking a little bit about the Upstate Creative California Corps, if you caught some of the last programs or two. Kind of been sprinkling this around. It's been, honestly, the program started back in November with a listening tour. Facilitators, who the Nevada County Arts Council got the facilitation grant, traveled to 19 of the northernmost counties here in California and found the needs and desires of these different counties through their local arts councils. So that's how it was hatched. And out of that, we had 57 applicants here in Butte County. Seven were awarded, totaling over $326,000. So a nice injection of economic development through the arts right here into beautiful Butte County. And we are going to talk to another of the grantees. If you're looking for more information, just Google Upstate Creative California Corps. They have a website, UCCC.org, and you can get information. It's a great reference and facility. There's also an artist directory, and we'd love for artists, anyone in the Butte County or in the whole Upstate Creative Corps region, to go on and list yourself in that directory. So check it out. It's something that's fairly new, less than a year old, and hopefully it is going to be able to continue for years to come. So without further ado, let's go to our first interview. Okay, you can play hard to get, huh? Okay, here we go. Let's get this up and running here. Oh, my iTunes is acting funny, so let's we'll take a little musical break and we'll be right back here on Butte Views and Beyond.
Green, green, rocky road, I'm promenading, green, tell me who you love, who you love. Green, green, rocky road, I'm promenading, green, tell me who you love, who you love.
I see the girl with the red dress on. She can birdland all night long, yeah. She can walk and she can sing. She really knows how to shake that thing. Talking about
green, rocky road, promenading green. Tell me who you love, who you love.
If you ever go to Baltimore, take no carpet on your floor.
Yeah.
I come along, won't you go with me? We'll go down to Galilee. Talking about
green, green, rocky road. I'm promenading green, tell me who you love, who you love. Green, green.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome Gary Smith and Gypsy Andrews to Butte Views and Beyond. They are the founders of Kai Music and Arts Center. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you, Ray. Thanks for having us.
I'm glad to be here.
So let's see, you guys are what, a couple years old?
No, I'm 50. Yeah. We actually started Kai technically September of last year, but we didn't go live until about January of this year.
Got it. Okay. And for people that don't know where you're located, why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
We are at 515 and 525 Wall Street, downtown Chico, or right across from the city building and kitty corner from the plaza.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And you guys, I mean, obviously Music and Arts Center, but you have you also rent out studio space and you have classes and workshops and all kind of things going on.
Yeah, we started as a music school and an art facility for artists and musicians to have a place to find their way to grow. Then we got into bookings. We tie every live music event we do to a nonprofit. Had years of musicians saying they wanted to change the world someday when they're famous. I said, you could do it Friday at Naked Lounge. You could do it Saturday at Duffy's. You could do it Sunday at Mulberry Station. You don't have to be famous. You can change the world now. So we've been really focused on that.
Nice. Now you guys have, speaking of changing things, doing things a little different, let's talk about the upcoming event you guys have, your first annual music and arts festival. What are we calling it?
Yeah, we're calling it the Kai Music Festival. And what it is, primarily we have a main sponsor that we are raising money for, and that's for Duets Across America. That is trying to get funding for BPAN research. And that is that's a rare brain disorder that very few people have. And there's very little research being done on it, mostly due to lack of funding. And there's a little girl in the community that kind of, caught our hearts, and we want to help support. The money's not going to her. It's going into research for the larger national fund. So we're using music to make that change. And then we're also donating a portion to From the Ground Up Farms, which is here in Chico. They run Kentfield Farms, and they also have kind of a fire restoration up in Concow. Nonprofit. And then additionally, 10% of every ticket that's sold, people have the option to choose a nonprofit of their choice. So for every ticket, 10% of that price will go to a nonprofit of their choice when they buy tickets for our festival. Yeah, and that's up at Lake Concow on the 23rd of September. We have several bands playing. We've got the Concow Maidu are going to be there doing their ceremonial dance, and it's camping optional if people want to stay overnight. We're going to go late into the night with after the amplified music ends, we'll have an acoustic kind of jam session around the fire. It'll be just a day of community fun. All kids are free. There's no cost for kids to come, and just be a community celebration and a fundraising event.
Very nice, very nice. And that's going to be on a Saturday, is that right?
Yes. Yep. Saturday through Sunday, if you want to stay overnight. Yep.
Gotcha. And what time do people start showing up?
Music is starting at 11, and it's going to go till whenever it ends.
Yeah. Amplified music can end at 11 p.m. Yeah. And then we'll go acoustic from there. We have fire dancers that'll be out prior to our headliner, so that'll be nice to have some entertainment like that around the fire pit and then turn back around to the main stage for the final show.
Oh, that sounds great. And do you want to announce any of your acts, or is it, do you want to send them to a website?
Yeah, you can check out our website.
Yeah, the website is kaimusicfestival.com. We've got Mystic Roots coming out, Melly Farias Band, we got Pat Hull, we've got Furlough Fridays.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Like every 45 minutes or so, every hour, there's another Henry Crookbird. We have a variety of genres, and then we've got a guy coming out who does a whole drum session. He's going to be doing that through the day. Another big thing we're doing is we're trying to make it a zero waste event. So we've got Butte Environmental Council helping out. They're going to be doing a composting workshop out there. And the drum guy has just a bunch of recycled materials that he just does a crazy sound wall of really cool rhythms and stuff. So that'll be fun.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And Kai.
Yep.
KaiMusicFestival.com.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Very cool. Well, honestly, you know, it's nice to see these coming back, and I love the fact that you guys are spreading it around. I mean, you know, often, you know, a lot of places do fundraisers, KZFR, we do plenty, and different schools and that, but it's nice that this is going to help so many different organizations. It'll be exciting to see, like, you know, once it's over, like, okay, how did it work? What's the strength moving forward? So.
Yeah. Yeah. And we love what you guys are doing. So just being tied in with you guys any way we can, we love that. We love KZFR.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta have a platform somewhere. And it's nice that we're lucky enough to have community radio strong in the North State. And, you know, that's, it amazes me sometimes just the, you know, what we're able to do and the different organizations that we're able to help and just get the word out and bring community together. That's what it's all about, bringing people together.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Very cool. And so you guys, it's getting close, huh? You guys got your hands full?
Yep.
Yeah. we just got our approval today from the county supervisor's office. We went all the way to Oroville for that long meeting.
Oh, well, congratulations. So. That's a major hurdle.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, it's a beautiful facility too out there in Concow, and it's on tribal land, which is very cool.
Yeah, we're excited about it. So we're trying to get the word out to as many people as possible.
Right. Yeah. Facebook, Instagram, you got all that stuff going on?
Yeah. Got it all. Yeah, we have nonprofit groups coming out and tabling as well. So people are invited, you know, to contact us if they want to come out and spread their information. We're also accepting vendors as long as they've got kind of an eco-friendly vibe to the stuff they create.
Okay. Yeah. All that information is on your website as well?
Yep.
All right. Yep. Very good. KAIMusicFestival.com. And it's going to be on Saturday, September 23rd, 11:11. You got to love that, man. 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then afterwards, jam and camping available for those that want to stay. Very cool.
Yeah. Free pancake breakfast Sunday morning.
Oh, there you go. Pancakes. You can't be.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for taking time to join us, and congratulations on this. This is really exciting.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
Night. Bye.
All right. A little switch on that one, but we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. All right. Let's get back with a little more tunes here. All right, a little bit of lettuce there for you, Bowler, right here on Butte Views and Beyond. And I'm having some interesting things with my storage today, so let's see how it all plays out. We'll see where it drops down, right? And again, you are tuned to a listener-supported community radio at 90.1 KZFR Chico. And it keeps wanting to bring that same file up. What's that all about? Okay. We're going to try one more time here and see if we can't get this flying. If not, we'll just cut out to some tunes for you all today. My apologies. Lessons learned. Always bring a backup hard drive. Lessons learned. Always bring a backup hard drive. Very interesting. All right. Well, I'm going to get some tunes going here for you guys, and we'll keep that rolling. And yeah, you know how it is. You know how it goes. Thank you. it's a pleasure to welcome Gary Smith and Jim. Thank you.
Thank you. since we heard the news about Billy Joe. My brother married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and it died last spring. And now my mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. I drop them into the muddy water of the Tallahatchie Bridge. Yeah, I drop them into the muddy water of the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Ooh, Patti Smith with an unbelievable rendition of Ode to Billy Joe, that Bobby Gentry tune. What I'm thinking, what, 64, 65, something like that? Anyway, thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. Yeah, it's a musical show today. Yeah, I know. Electronics, right? Just when you depend on them. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. It is Thursday. Thursday Night Market is happening right there outside my window. And yeah, it's starting to cool down. Got people coming out nice and slow. School is back on, so, you know, it's time to... I know my driving habits change. I stay off the Esplanade during the pickup, drop-off and pickup period for school because it's always a mess going through there. And, you know, you take your alternate routes, get them down. And anyway, kind of a nice time to be out and check out the market. We're winding down to the dog days of summer, as they say, dog days of August. And, man, before you know it, I know temperatures are going to be dropping. So thanks for tuning in, and I'll spin a few more for you, and we will get you those all-impressive, important, and I feel bad about it. But what can you do? Big ups, Larry. Thanks for the call. Appreciate everybody. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, the crowd goes wild. Little King Cotton, wild one. And let's see, we had Dave Brubeck for you back there. All righty, thanks, everybody. A couple more minutes here on Butte Views. Let's thank our underwriters. We want to thank Lampy Construction, a proud supporter of KZFR and Community Radio in Northern California. More information, visit D.A. Lampy, L-A-M-P, construction.com, and also by Mountain Sports, providing outdoor clothing and equipment for hiking, backpacking, camping, traveling, and enjoying the great outdoors. Mountain Sports, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m., 5:30 p.m., at 176 East 3rd Street in downtown Chico, serving Chico and the North State since 1975. Yeah, man, I'm wishing I was up at Bucks Lake this weekend. A pretty nice place up there. It's funny, I lived here, I don't know, 30-something years, and just this year, boom, it's on my radar. Awesome. Such a beautiful place. We are so lucky to be here. Get out and get in when you can.
peanut butter jelly time.
Way at, way at, way at, way at. Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly. Do the peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Do the peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now tick tack toe. Tick tack toe.
Let's go.
Tick tack toe.
You got it.
Tick tack toe.
Let's ride.
Way up. Way up. Way up. Way up.
Now there you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Peanut butter jelly.
Okay, yes, I have guests with me. This is your groovy grandma, and my, there we go, my headphones got stuck to my bracelet. Let's see if I can.